Welcome back. This is the Maggie Dawn Show with your guest host, Tom Palswitz, and my special guest for the next half hour, State Senator Chris Larson. Before we get into it, the phone lines are open. So 855-75-CIVIC, that's 855-752-4842. So if you got something to ask myself or Chris or just want to talk, give us a call. So Chris, I know we were touching on education. We touched a little bit on healthcare. What do you think is the next major issue, you think, from a statewide standpoint that could see the light of day or you will be caucusing for?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there's a ton. I will say one of the big ones that I'm going to be focused on is on having common sense gun laws. Given my best friend died by suicide just about 2 weeks ago, and one of the last things he did as a state legislator is talking about how we needed to have the 48-hour waiting period for handgun purchases. And having ERPO extreme risk protection orders laws in place to make sure that people who are at risk to themselves or others are not going to be at risk to themselves or others with a firearm. So those are things that he advocated for, and having a conversation with his mother, Phyllis. I know that she's been talking to legislators, and that's one where these are common sense changes. They save lives. They don't save every life in every instance, but they do end up giving time. 85% of gun suicides are and attempts end up being successful. These are mostly men that are doing it, whereas other methods that are less successful, people end up recovering from, but you don't get that option with a firearm. So we've lost two legislators now, or legislators or former legislators from this in just the last few years. So hopefully this is fresh on folks' minds to be able to say, hey, this is just a common sense one that we can get through. So
yeah,
I've sent a letter to every legislator in the that was elected on last Tuesday. So
excellent.
We'll see how they respond.
Yeah, and of course you're talking about Waukee City Alderman Jonathan Brostoff. And Jonathan, I just have a quick story on Jonathan of my own. First time I ran for Congress, my campaign manager knew Jonathan really well, and he said you gotta sit down and talk to Jonathan because he's going to be able to give you some really good tips about what you should concentrate on, especially out in that red Waukesha area. And I just remember him grilling me. And part of it was, I think he thought maybe I was like a Republican, but he wanted to really drill in and get my bona fides to say, is this guy really a Democrat or not? And we found so much common ground. But what I really liked was the way he thought, but more importantly, how much he was willing to stand up for what's important. So, Chris, I just want to say, I think this is an excellent thing to rally people around at this point, because it's fresh in people's minds. It should be, at least. And it's the one, maybe one good thing that could come out of this is helping potential other people not end up in the same place. So appreciate that. So what else? I mean, there's a whole bunch of other, you know, statewide issues. I alluded to marijuana. Like, where are we at as a state? Because I think Robin Voss has even talked about maybe medical marijuana or anything else. But, you know, when you think about our state, we're surrounded by legalized states.
Yeah.
And it's foolish to think that people from this state aren't going to other states.
Well, they absolutely are. They have the data. They rub it in our face all the time.
Yes.
The governor of Illinois is like, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming down. He you know, what's his name? Pritzker. He gave a speech I was at last year, and he was like, thanks, guys. Good to see you on your own home turf. You know, luckily, he couldn't talk too much smack because he's a Bears fan. So
right,
they take a lot of our cash as a result of that. People crossing over the border there, people crossing into Michigan.
Yes.
It's now legal for medical in Iowa, and then under certain circumstances in Minnesota. As far as the Midwest goes, there's only one other state that hasn't done this. It's us and Mike Pence's Indiana.
Yes.
Everyone else has figured this out. And as a result, it's still illegal in our state. The fines have been greatly reduced in Milwaukee, but this is still 52% of drug arrests on the most recent data are marijuana possession charges. So this is still something people are getting picked up for, 12,882 in 2022. So people are getting picked up for this when there's so many other things that people should be.
So many.
They should be spending their time on this. It's diverting resources away from where they should be spent. And of course, the impacts of this are not divided equally among the races. This is something that is used to target friends in the minority community. this is just ridiculous, right? And we're missing tons of revenue as a result. We're missing the opportunity cost of all those people who suddenly have criminal records or having trouble to be able to find a job and operate, to be able to get housing. You just exacerbate so many problems. And frankly, the rest of the country has not fallen apart at the seams, despite there being some great efforts by the anti-marijuana crowd. I mean, they're still trying to screen the Reefer Madness movie. They still had some folks at the Capitol as recently as 2 years ago talking about how this leads to psychosis. But this is a hugely minority opinion. And frankly, you have 24 other states where it is recreationally legal and 38 states where medical is appropriate. Is acceptable. And those states are not falling apart at the seams. If anything, they're doing just fine.
Yeah, and they're taking in lots of money. So all these things you mentioned are fact-based points that the Republicans still have not moved from their position, even when confronted with these fact-based points. What is the next talking point to help them come around?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think this is one where political gravity kicking in should help, because 63% of voters want this, including a majority of Republicans in our state, according to the last Marquette poll that asked this in February. So this is one where before they could kind of shake their heads and be pious and say, not for me. We're gonna pass. This is one where they should be listening to the public, because it's just dumb. It's just dumb that we're not moving in this direction. And if anything, if there's a worry about the alcohol lobby of the Tavern League, look, you can look at other states. This is something where we shouldn't end up barring one over the other. People obviously shouldn't, the people who are doing this should do it in the comfort of their own home and not be out on the streets driving.
Yes.
Which is the real problem, which is why we should be doing something more about drunk driving. I would hope that we're not the last state to move forward in this direction. I was a proud co-sponsor of this bill every session. I wish that some of the Republicans in their whispered tones in the Capitol get the courage this next session to speak up and sign on and move this forward, because if it actually comes to a vote, I think it's going to be lopsided. I think you'll have a few Republicans who will finally jump on board, but they're dragging their feet. They have these silly sessions. I think one of them did a hearing. Do you remember this on 420?
Yes.
Last year, like when we were out of session, it was like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
We know you're not going to do anything.
Thanks for the, the political theater, the political show, but you're not going to do anything about it. So, given that, because you've talked about healthcare, you've talked about education, you've talked about gun violence prevention. Now we've talked about marijuana. These issues, I think, every single poll I've ever seen, a majority of Wisconsinites agree about something should be done, and sometimes agree on exactly what should be done. At what point do those arguments start to filter into the assembly in the state Senate now that things are closer? And maybe not only for this 2 year cycle, but maybe the next 2 year cycle, because there's a lot more at risk Republicans who are going to have to have something to prove and have to find some courage to break away from the way things were. So do you have any glimpse into that? Are there any back channel talkings about maybe things will be a little bit different in this go around?
I mean, we're going to see, we'll find out. The committee assignments haven't been announced just yet. And so we don't even know who's all going to be on. We don't know what the committees are. We don't know who's going to be on which committees. We don't know how much we're going to be meeting. I do think that the Senate is a more rational chamber, and you can actually have people who have conversations. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the Assembly, there are folks who are still clinging to grudges from over a decade ago, and like that's impeding their ability to just respond to their constituents. I would say this is an era, right? Especially at the federal level, we're going to get frustrated the more you pay attention. Every news alert is just like a punch in the ear.
Yes.
This is a chance where, there's hope in Wisconsin because we have courts that actually recognize the law, not in favor of one party over another, but fairly. The legislature is getting fairer. It'll probably go through. Democrats can win the majority in both houses next session. And then you have a Democrat as governor. So you actually have some call for sanity, and we have a surplus to be able to invest in the things that have been ignored for too long. So just that's it, just keeping whatever those issues are, and people are thinking of what's important to them. they should contact their legislators about them. You know, healthy school meals for all is one of the easiest ones that should pass. It is literally just making sure that kids have enough to eat for breakfast and lunch so that they can actually operate.
You think that one would be a no-brainer, but there'll probably be a little bit of a fight. But yeah, you know, one of the things, you know, that's interesting is you now have 10 new assembly people and 4 new state senators coming in without mm-hmm. the baggage of the past. How do you use that? How do you help them maybe create a voice and try to create some relationships where maybe it was hard for a guy like you who's been around for a while to break through that? You know, is there anything that you can help them do, or do you see some hope there because they're coming in without that past and they can maybe get something done?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of them are coming in here with the expectation you can actually get things done. And that is common, right? That people come in, they campaign on those, the things that should be happening. And, you know, we had a caucus once already. I've talked to the new 4 Democrats who are coming in a couple of times, you know, during the campaign and since then, and how they're setting up their offices, of how they're going to be focusing on some of the issues that were brought up during the campaign. And you can hear the fight. You can hear when there's things coming up that lobbyists are asking for, and they're like, okay, I don't know what that is. I'm not sure where that's going to go. But when you actually ask, what are people asking at the doors? What do you actually want to see happen? And the passion about, you know, making sure that healthcare is more affordable. Again, public education funding is a huge one. That's not just a talking point, but it's one that people are seeing viscerally with their kids. You know, doing more to fund the arts is one that somebody brought up. We're 50th in the country for arts funding,
yes,
which obviously spreads to our creative market. We could be doing a heck of a lot better on that. Preservation of natural resources, of making sure that those things are preserved for the next generation. We've been moving in the wrong direction for that for a long time on those. But you know, there's a long list of things that have been languishing for years.
Yeah.
And now's a chance for the public to actually be heard.
And I'll throw one more into that bucket: regional transportation in the Milwaukee area. You know, I live in Waukesha. We go to Milwaukee a lot. I know there's a lot of people that go from Milwaukee to the outlying counties on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I read once, and this was a while ago, there were 60,000 people that every day went from Waukesha County into Milwaukee County and vice versa. So there was this big movement of people. And, you know, every time I go downtown, my wife is sick of me saying this and hearing it, but there should be a train right between the eastbound and westbound 94 lanes. There should be a train right there to move people. So what are the chances of regional transportation having some kind of, I guess, play or impact here in the next 2 years?
Over the next 2 years, it's going to be tough, just because I know it's something Republicans aren't that big of fans of. And then the transportation secretary designee, Mr. Road Rules himself, even though he's from Wisconsin, I'm not sure he is going to allocate dollars for smart transit, of being able to say, hey, you know, a lot, even if you just don't look at the historical preferences of people wanted this for a long time, just look in the other cars while you're driving along. Everyone's looking at their damn phone.
Oh my goodness.
No one wants to be driving. If they have someone else that can drive everybody, they're doing us all a great service. This is literally a public service to keep those people from getting into accidents because they're looking at their darn phone the whole time. They don't want to be driving.
While they're driving. I know. I see it all the time too. And it's, do you think there is a way to start getting some kind of group together to start thinking about it? And I'm gonna plant that question because we got to go to a break here.
Sure.
Because I think, at least for me, Milwaukee's the heartbeat of Wisconsin, and when your heart isn't working the way it needs to, everything else is impacted. So I think it's important to understand, like, how do we make Milwaukee County really thrive? And by doing that, transportation, education, healthcare, all those things come together, and that helps out everybody. So you are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. It is your guest host, Tom Palswitz, and my special guest, State Senator Chris Larson. The number is 855-752-4842. Let's hear from you.